Now, first and foremost, before we even start to read and study the Bible, we ought to believe everything in the Bible, first and foremost. If you don't believe in what the Bible says, or if you don't believe the Bible in its entirety, or you don't believe that God is communicating to us through the Bible, that God's authority tells us what to do, it tells us when to do it, it tells us how to do it, it tells us where to do it, it tells us when to do it, and it tells us how to do it. It completely is pointless if you don't believe that. If you don't go and approach the Bible and say, you know what, I believe everything in it, allow yourself to be submissive to the will of God, then it doesn't matter if you read it or not, because you're going to go away with a negative attitude anyway. So I believe that the virgin birth happened. You got to believe that. You got to believe that the Bible speaks about miracles and how miracles are done away with today. You got to believe that the Bible speaks about sin and temptation. And also the Bible speaks about your own weaknesses. As young men, I can assure you, you all have weaknesses. You say, well, how do you know we have weaknesses? Because I'm an older man, and when I was younger like you guys, I had weaknesses. So don't sit and tell me that I don't have weaknesses when I know you do. And the Bible addressed those weaknesses that you all may have and show us how to overcome those weaknesses. But you won't know them unless you do what? Read. You got to study. Right? So we have the Word of God. We believe that God's Word is infallible. In other words, there's no discrepancies in God's Word. There's nothing in God's Word that would tell us that what has helped us and what we're trying to do and how we're trying to grow in the grace and knowledge of God's Word. Thus, we have purpose in our life. That God's Word is His communication to mankind. And then I'm going to believe everything in it. I'm going to trust everything in God's Word, regardless of how difficult it may be. Tell me what you think some difficult things that you, as a young man growing up, is a challenge for you when you read the Bible. What's some difficulties that you're facing as a young man? I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through it.
Yeah.
Thank you.